save your toes and pee. On Hit 92.9.
All right, so guys, I was talking to a friend of mine from down south, yep. Right? And she was telling me about a really good friend of hers by the name of Nat, who is pregnant. I mean, for most people, that's a miracle within itself infertility rates that are happening at the moment. But Nat is actually 25 weeks pregnant with quadruplets.
Four babies.
Anyway, she's been kind enough to join us on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mate.
Four babies.
Four?
Yes, that was my reaction too.
Hey, mate, when you went to the doctors to get your initial scan, so I assume you did a pee stick or something and then eventually went to see the doctors, how did they break the news to you that there wasn't just one, two or three, but there was four sitting inside?
Well, I actually had a very strong feeling I was having twins.
Yep.
I just had a really strong feeling. I kept saying to my mum and my husband, I told the sonographer this when we went for our dating scan.
Yep. Yep.
When I first saw the screen, I was certain I saw two, and I started crying with happiness, like, yes, babe, we're having twins. Thought I potentially saw a third sack up the top, but then he was kind of moving around and he just stopped and looked at my husband and I and said, how many do you think you're having? And it was just the tone in his voice. I said, oh my gosh, is it triplets? Are we having three? And he just held up four fingers.
Wow.
I just said four, like four.
Before you said another F word.
Yeah. Is it so?
She probably wanted to.
When you have twins, Nat, I believe obviously it's something that runs in the family on either side, but is there any correlation between having quads and something that it's run through your family or anything?
Twins do run on both sides of my family, okay. But we did have to use a little bit of assistance to fall pregnant because I can't fall pregnant naturally. So even to conceive our daughter, that's true, we did need a little bit of help. But we used exactly the same procedure this time and something happened.
Divided by four.
Yeah.
So Nat, when the doctor says to you four, does he have a happy look on his face or does he have a concerned look on his face?
Well, he said he had never scanned four before, so I think he was in just as much shock as we were.
Yeah.
But I just think he was in just as much shock as we were, really.
Now, what was his advice when it came to, I mean, you having four babies? Because obviously there's a lot of risk involved there.
Yeah, that's right. And he did explain that to us and then highly recommended we call our doctor immediately and discuss all of our options and, yeah, the risk that's involved. But at the end of the day, we struggled so much to fall pregnant that there's no way we had any other choice but to keep them all.
So what were the other options that they gave you?
So they basically give you an option to terminate the whole pregnancy, all four. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they do something that's called selected fetal reduction where you can choose to take it back to triplets or twins.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, which they actually, they put a little needle through your belly into the baby's heart.
And, oh, no way.
Yeah, well, we just couldn't bring ourselves to that real. And struggling through infertility for years and then it just wasn't for us. I mean, the risk of actually losing one along the way or risk of preterm labor, like them coming early and things happening, is really high anyway. But for me to get to 25 weeks and these babies are growing exceptionally well, they're already ahead of schedule. My specialists are super happy with how everything's tracking.
Oh, beautiful.
How exciting, mate. So you're at 25 weeks. Do you just keep going as far as you possibly can or is there an end point prior to the 40 weeks that you'll be in hospital?
A lot of quad mums, you would normally be on bed rest by now, but I'm just taking it really easy at home.
Yep.
Quadruplet pregnancies normally full term is about 28 to 31 weeks.
Okay.
So I potentially really have only 3 to 5 weeks to go. My goal is to keep them in to 30 weeks because the longer they're inside me, the better chance they have of being healthy when they come out.
Okay. Yeah, babe, do you
not long to go.
Nat, my head's just going through all of the things that my wife went through with our two babies, which were one after the other, not twins or anything like that. And things like, she's a fairly tall woman and even she felt uncomfortable with just one in there with things moving around and other things like, eating like a horse because the baby's taking things as well. So times that by four, what's going on in your body at the moment? The doctors talk to you about the way things are shifting, like your rib cage, your internal organs, like how's all that stuff moving around with four in there?
Well, if you picture two octopus, because I've got eight little feet and eight little hands in there, which blows my mind. Like, I remember with my daughter, and to be honest, those kicks that I get, and it is like, You know, if you go to an arcade and you play that crocodile game where one comes out, you hit it, and then
you mash it.
Comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I feel one down low, and I put my hand there, and then one up kicks up under my ribs, and I put my hand there. It's like, it is amazing, and it's honestly the thing that gets me through the pain. I mean, it's just feeling them all like move around, and the body is amazing, and I'm blessed. I lived a pretty healthy lifestyle prior to conceiving, so I think that's definitely helped. But it blows my mind that there is four little humans that are made up of my husband and I. And when every scan, I'm scanned very, very frequently because it's so high risk, and I see them growing, and it is mind blowing.
So you're 20. Say you're 25 weeks now.
Yep.
Which means that for the lion's share of this, it's been through COVID. So what's happened there with, because we've, you know, heard stories of people going through pregnancy at the moment where they can't be in the same room as their partner or anything like that. And, you know, they're having to tread carefully. You even more so. How's that been? Has your partner been able to be in the rooms for scans and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, my last three scans, I'm in there solo. I'm not allowed any support people at all. And I'm not sure, hopefully with the restrictions lifting, it's going to ease off. But I know at the moment there is restricted visiting hours for the father, which breaks my heart a little bit because we're going to have four little humans in there that are going to be fighting.
Yeah.
So we'll have restricted visiting hours, but I'm kind of hoping in the next 5 weeks that it eases a little bit and that's not the case.
Yeah.
With four too, it might be all hands on deck. We're going to waive some rules here.
Doing it on your own. Nat, how have you guys prepared? I mean, I've seen my brother
four
with,
cots, four
you know,
what?
I've got two little nieces and when they prepared for their first baby, I mean, it was stressful, but that was just for one. How are you coping with going to cope with four and, you know, like I said, four cots, four what, car seats?
Four nappy changes.
Are you getting a new car? Four nappy changes, everything.
Financially a little bit scary, but we're very lucky. We've got awesome friends and family around us that have given us lots of, bassinets and cots and car seats and things. Yeah. And I've had a few people reach out to me through social media and offered to give us some stuff, which is really, really nice. Yeah, and a dear friend of ours actually has set up a fundraiser because we need a new car to fit four capsules and my daughter's car.
Yes,
and you and your husband as well too.
Who are you speaking to? Bus West or something?
Yeah.
I know I'm going to be a bloody people mover driver.
Yeah. You are. Give me your own soccer team.
Where can we find the fundraiser, mate?
It's just on our Facebook page. So we call ourselves Kiki and the Quads because Kiki is my daughter's nickname. So on Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Kiki and the Quads and
follow the journey of you have the babies. Hey, do you know what you're having yet, Nat?
No, we are not finding out their genders.
Oh,
That's cool. There's a fair chance you can have one of the other.
Yeah, no, I know. But
imagine they all came out four boys or four girls.
Yeah. Like, well, I know. I said to my husband, I'm sorry, babe, but if there is four girls in there, you have a family of five girls because I will never have another baby.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What do you mean? You're not going to get back on the horse after a quad?
Oh, no way. No, I am well and truly done. But that's okay. We have our basketball team in two goes. That's it.
Oh, 100%. Babe, thanks so much for catching up with us today.
No,
we really appreciate it. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah.
For the next, you know, 5 weeks and from there on in, and we can't wait to get the update.
Head to those pages and have a look what you can do.
Kiki and the Quads it is.
Good on you, Nat. Good luck to you.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Nat. Thanks, bye. Nat. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.